Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE Law Firm. Get the second date and we'll hook you up with $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Yeah, it is Jonathan.
Jonathan, what's up, homie? How can we help you?
I've been seeing this girl for about a month now, and you know, I'm really digging her. I think she's hella cool, she's hella fine. She can rap, she's just everything, you know, a real cool girl. She actually came over to my house. And when she came to my house, she was acting, you know, a little bougie, acting like she couldn't sit on the couch.
So what did you do in response to her being so bougie as to what led you calling this
second date?
Well, you
know what? I was actually, you know, trying to be as accommodating as possible. But I did text my boy. I was like, this chick in here acting like she the queen of England, you know. And okay. When I text my boy, I accidentally text her.
Whoa.
And then she seen it and got upset.
Jonathan.
And, you know, jumped ship. And she ain't really been returning my calls. And
Jonathan.
Yeah.
So like, when you text your homeboy to say she was acting like the Queen of England, what did you expect for him to do? Why were you even saying that about her?
I was, you know, giving an update of what was going on because we've kind of been talking about this relationship, and I was just giving them an update. Like, okay. She coming over today, excited, you know, my boy, she coming over, you know. So I was like, seeing her acting like the queen.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, what do you want us to do here today, Jonathan?
Well, I do want another chance. I want a chance to explain myself, you know, and just let her know I really, you know, I'm really digging her, and I just want another chance, basically.
We'll see what we can do for you. What's her name?
Her name is Melissa.
We're going to make an attempt to get Melissa on the phone. You don't say nothing. Put your phone on mute, all right?
That's what's up. That's
all right, hold on. Don't say nothing.
All right, honey. Well, it's not like we got a guess. We know what he did, and we know why she ain't in.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Melissa, please?
This is she.
Hey, Melissa. You busy right now?
No. Max is calling.
Yep, Melissa. You ain't going to believe who you're on the phone with.
Well, can I get a name?
Yep, the Streets wanted to take over right here on Streets 94.5. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout It.
So we really called you this morning because somebody called us looking for you. You're on Second Date Update right now, and if you're not familiar, Second Date Update is a segment where we put people back together.
Okay.
Who's the last person you were involved with?
Well, I was kind of dealing with this guy, his name was Jonathan, but he kind of did some stupid shit, so I didn't really have time for it. So I'm hoping that's not who y'all calling about.
Well, if only your hopes could come true today. We're talking about Jonathan, and we heard he did some very silly stuff. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, he did. Well, we were cool. I felt like we had a little connection, and then, you know, he invited me over, and I live a certain way, so I really didn't want to sit down, but, you know, I did anyway. Then he brought me a glass of water, so I asked for a straw, and he gave me a look because I didn't want to put my lips on his glass. So, long story short, I ended up going to the bathroom, and I get a text, like, this bitch thinks she the queen of England, and it was from him.
How did you feel when you read that text?
I was just like, okay, well, this England-ass bitch finna leave. Like, don't come at me like that. What's wrong with you?
And now he's calling up here looking for you. I didn't tell you this, but he is on the line. Jonathan has heard everything, which he already knew. So, Jonathan, now we're here. Now what?
Melissa.
What?
You know that you and I have had some really cool conversations. We really have dove off into some deep shit, and we've had some real cool connections. And I know I did say something, text something that was immature and juvenile, but it was
But if you feel like we was that cool, why would you say that?
It was, you're right. I should have just went straight to you and be like, you acting hella bougie. I should have just said that instead of trying to beat around the bush. But at the end of the day, before that happened, you and I had a cool connection. And at the end of the day, I just want us to continue in the path that we was going. And I deeply apologize. I can promise you, it will not happen again.
Wow, that's some very good pleading. What you think?
I will really have to think about it because I just feel like if you're able to text somebody that, there's no telling what else you're going to be talking about me about. Like, I don't feel like I act bougie. I just don't accept certain things. I just move a certain way. Like, when I asked about the paper for the toilet, and you was just like, it's not a public restroom. That's not. Ooh, you know,
he did not. He did not say that. He did not say that. Yeah. Are you laughing, Jonathan?
The thing is I realized the error of my ways. And I did, you know, but I did feel like you was just being bushy. And I thought it was cool enough where we could really do that, talk like that. And I saw that you got offended by that. So I just used another outlet. But I will use more finesse, you know, if I feel like, but don't get me wrong, I'm always going to, you know, share my ideas on what, you know, what we're doing if we continue this. But I will be more tactful.
We might try it again. But
oh, Melissa!
You can't be talking about me to people because of how I live. I'm not bougie. I just don't accept certain things.
Okay. We've got that, Melissa. That point has been taken.
So, Melissa, on behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all ass up with $100, man.
Uh-oh.
Y'all take it, stretch it for as long as you can. Atlanta, y'all call us up. Let's talk about it. 404-352-0945. Man, ain't nothing like a successful second date update.
I'm trying to...